Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about Christian communities and the value of it, how we should be in it, how it can lead us to holiness. But I first just want to start about talking about how we know what it is to be in communities. We've all been in different ones, whether it's schooling community, a work community. I shared, Mum, how once years ago you went and were part of an art and craft group.
Oh, yes.
What was that like?
I think it was a little bit harder to be a community in that you didn't have the same people rocking up every week. Mm. And you were focusing on the art that you were doing or the craft. You start talking about, I don't know, different things. Mm. And then you next week, if you remember someone was talking about their dog had gone to the vet and wasn't well, then you'd share, oh, how's your dog and whatever. I guess if I spent longer there, I would have built up a more of a community. Mm. I would have had an exercise community because I used to go do water aerobics every week.
Yeah.
Especially when I injured my back and I needed it for my back. Mm. But it was interesting watching some of the ladies. They never went there for the water exercise. They went there for the community.
Yeah.
They would be chatting away in the pool, not listening to the instructor until she'd say, hey, we've changed the step. We're now doing this, because they would be chatting and enjoying the company so much they weren't even following the leader.
Yeah.
And that was enjoyable to watch. Mm. So I think you can find a community in lots of different groups, but actually then sharing your lives, sharing who you are, going deeper, and we're talking very much more on a Christian community, sharing on your faith, sharing on what's really going on in your life, I think that's harder for most people to find.
Yeah. I think... Well, I know for you and I, but for many people listening too, we've probably all had lots of experiences of Christian community and different kinds, and that could mean like your church where you go to Mass each week. It could mean a small gathering of people.
A women's group that you go to.
Yeah, that you could go to. Maybe another like ecumenical group that you might go to. Like there are different forms of Christian community. And like I was saying in the Heartbeat, and kind of just speak straight out, because I think that's just how it should be, just to mention, we know that Christian communities aren't perfect.
Yes.
We know that there is sin, that we fall down. And that's what I think sometimes turns us off from being part of a Christian community.
Sharing, being vulnerable, because sometimes we've maybe been hurt in the past and people haven't accepted who we are or what we do or how we share. Mm. We just feel a bit different.
Or we've had wrong done to us.
Yes.
And so being part of Christian community has been difficult. But I think it's good to recognise it, because, one, it shouldn't be like that. Sadly, though, it will be at times.
Different times, yeah.
But as a mature Christian, to recognise that there is sin and we fail, and that's why we continue to come back to Jesus, who is the one who leads us to God. And just I think that's just something to keep in mind, but that as a mature Christian, we recognise it.
Yes. Mm. I think, though, we often, if we want it, which I think most people do, the truth is, we actually have to go chase it.
Mm.
We have to step out and go and chat to the people in the pew behind us.
Mm.
And because you often sit in the same seats.
Yeah.
So why don't you not just know their name, but then go, so, you know, oh, you've got two children. Where do they go to school or what's happening or da-da-da? And talk and start building relationship. Otherwise, it doesn't happen.
Mm.
I learned that long ago. I was busy with five little children and I'd see the mums nod at them, you know, in mass in church or when they were dropping their kids off to school. But life's so busy, if you don't take the opportunity of just even 2 minutes of sharing or chatting a little bit longer, it just doesn't happen.
Mm.
And I needed friendship. I had left my family. I have four sisters. We are very close, but I didn't have them in my life anymore. They lived in another state of the country that we lived in, and it actually takes 5 hours to fly there.
Mm.
So it's 4 or 5 days to drive.
Mm.
So I could get on the phone and talk, but I didn't have them in my life every day.
Yeah.
I needed other women, other men in my life to have community with.
Mm.
And the only place I was going to truly find it was at church.
Mm.
I worked, so I had a community of people that I worked with. But again, you only share so much of who you are.
Mm.
The longer you're at work, maybe you'll go a bit deeper and you share a bit deeper with one or two people. And that is important, and that is a good community to have. But when you have belong to a Christian community, you at least know we've got one thing in common, Christ. And if that one thing in common, which is Christ, and we're trying to follow Christ, well, we've got actually more things in common because we love our God and we try to love our neighbour.
Yeah.
We try to have certain moral values that we live by. There is more things in common.
Mm, mm.
And so there might be more things I can share about and be with and encourage people in.
Yeah, and that was something that I was trying to get across too, was that we might not have other interests in common, but the common bond being Jesus, and we're trying to live a life that reflects that.
Yeah,
that's the bond. Like, we can be different ages, be in different types of jobs, but we're all striving to be that Christian in the world.
Yes, so often, people talk, after church we're going to have fellowship.
Mm.
Fellowship is because of the bond of Christ.
Mm.
It's not because of the bond of having a cup of tea and coffee.
Yeah.
Or we're hanging out to find a friend.
Mm.
The bond first is because we are Christ followers.
Mm.
And then because of that, we are sharing our life and encouraging people and living in the community and what comes from that.
So let's talk about why being a part of a Christian community is important and what it can do. If we chase it and can be part of it, what can it do for us? And one of the things I have is it actually encourages us to seek God more. Like, when we're able to share not just how my week was, but what God's doing in my life, then I can be encouraged to seek God more because I can see how God's active in your life, how he's doing something.
But if I'm vulnerable and I've shared it with someone else, when they see me, they could go, how are you going with that? Because they're encouraging me, giving me courage, reminding me of how I want to live, the way to live.
Mm.
Not that they are the be-all, end-all and have got it perfect, but I do the same with them.
Mm.
Mm. How are you going in being a parent with that difficult child?
Mm.
I'm praying for you. Mm. You know, God, know that God has placed you on the earth for a purpose to be the parent of that child.
Mm.
And he will guide and help you.
Mm. I think praying for each other, I think, is an
important
thing. That we might go and say our prayers when we're there at Mass, but sometimes in that space, or my experience anyway, is aren't praying necessarily for each other. Like, we don't turn to each other and share that sometimes in that environment. And that's got to be the right people that you share that with. But like, just the other day, I had someone come to me and say, hey, could you pray for this for me?
Yeah.
You know, and I can do that with someone else as well. And that value of being able to share, to say, hey, I need you to join your prayers with my prayers because I want God
That's why I would love sometimes, and maybe it's not viable, when we have prayers of the faithful at Mass, I would love to be able to, where some people in the parish have written down a prayer that gets put into the prayers of the faithful, and sometimes you can't share them out loud, but you could say, we have three prayers of the faithful here of personal prayers that someone has written that we would need to uphold and pray for. Because, and I'm not saying what they don't say is correct. You know, they'll pray for the world and the church and the Pope and what's happening in the world. There might be earthquakes or fires or, you know, wars and different things. We need all of that. But we need then the prayers of the faithful that are going to that particular church to be brought to the faithful to pray for.
Yeah, and we want to be praying, that's right, for the people in our community, and that's why I think being able to share that is so important.
Can you imagine what would happen if, and maybe you have to do it a week in advance, where there was a box and people put in their prayers, and then the next week those prayers were somehow put into the prayers of the faithful that were brought to the church to pray for. And again, privacy is, you know, kept private, and you don't always share. You might say someone's praying suffering right now with cancer or, you know, and you might not share the whole story. But it would just make it very way more personal community. These people care about me.
I'm just looking up now because I thought about it before. The scripture that I shared about spurring each other on, that's it. It's in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. It says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Like, just, it's encouraging us to meet together, to be in part of community, because then we actually help each other towards love and good deeds.
Yes.
You know, that's what that's why it's valuable to be in a Christian community, because as we share that faith, we're taking people on.
That scripture brings to mind a picture. Now, the Olympics have just finished, and the last few races that were shown on the TV was cycling. And they have this one race where you have a pair from the same team who help each other win the race, but only one person wins. But what they do is one races really fast around the bottom of the track, and the other one cycles slower up the top of the track. But as the going round once is coming to a close, the one that's up the top comes down and they hold hands, and one pushes the other one, like propels them like a catapult to go faster, because now they want to get the speed up. They're spurring the other one on to now then do their lap. And then the other one waits and patient and watching and ready. And it's so encouraging to know that these two people, even though only we know not one just finishes the finishing line, God wants all of us to cross the finishing line of eternal life with him, but that the other spurs them on. Come on, you can do this. Come on, I've got your back. I'm with you. I'm propelling you to go forward into what God has for you. It's so encouraging.
Yeah. And that's why it's important to be in part of Christian community. And I think, like you said, chasing it for ourselves, and also the responsibility we have, which we're actually going to talk about more next week in our podcast, the responsibility we each have to help each other.
Yes.
In the community.
Yes.
And so, I think that's really important. So that's why we're going to focus on that next week. I've just put down here for our weekly challenge is to ask yourself, each person just individually, reflect on what have you found valuable about your Christian community? What is it, something that you admire? Or you could also ask, what is something you want to chase, like that you'd like to have as your community? So that's something we're going to continue to talk about over the next few weeks. So I hope that you join us. Maybe it'll give you a bit of challenging thoughts for your own community and what you'd like it to be. So we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.